This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now it's about the hot weather in Kentucky, the big concerns after the floods, and still some people are being rescued days and days later. There are survivors who are trying to pull their lives together. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show. I always say it's a snapshot of what's going on in America and what we're talking about. And there's a lot of things that we're talking about, including the people in Kentucky, definitely on the mind of so many, as more than 3 million plus has been donated just to one organization in helping the people there who need food and shelter and so much more, clothing. And that peace of mind that what happens next and who can help me, that helpless feeling, unfortunately, that too many were plunged into. 37 people dead officially. That total hasn't moved as of the last couple of days, but the governor still feels as though with this great big dig out that there may be more bodies that could be found too as well. Some interesting news worth talking about here at the top. It is a parent's worst nightmare, anyone's worst nightmare, being kidnapped. A kidnapped girl escaped in Alabama, and it's led to the discovery of two other decomposing bodies and the arrest of a man who is now facing murder and kidnapping charges. Police got a call a couple of days ago from a driver about a 12-year-old girl walking alone along a country road. And the sheriff there responded in Dadeville is the area. She had been restrained to bedpost for about a week and chewed off her restraints. So she broke the braces and her wrist had the marks consistent with what the restraints would be. She had been given alcohol, apparently, to stay in a drug state and was assaulted in the head area, was hit in the head a bunch, and she wasn't reported missing. So when this was all uncovered, Jose Pascual Reyes was arrested about 25 miles away in Auburn on suspicion of first-degree kidnapping by U.S. Marshals and police. And when they were searching his home, they found those two other bodies, and they're working to identify who they are because they're looking at multiple counts of capital murder along with kidnapping in the first degree. I mean, very shocking for the people in that area to hear of, especially that there were not only that this brave 12-year-old was able to get free by chewing her way through the restraints, but that there were more bodies in that house. And this certainly was something that was talked about because it is shocking, but it is heroic when you hear the story of, thank goodness, somebody got free from a maniac, and that's exactly what happened there. The CDC is expected to actually ease COVID-19 guidance, they're saying, at least later in the week. There's some confusion about what do we expect as kids head back to school and what's the fall going to look like. But as of right now, what they're saying is they are updating communities and schools in the next couple of days, and recommendations are expected to actually ease some of the quarantine recommendations for people exposed to the virus and actually de-emphasizing the 6 feet of social distancing. And it's interesting, while this is going on, you have schools in D.C. that are requiring that 12-year-olds be part of the vaccination crew, that they have to be vaccinated before you know, 12 and up before going back to school. But in the meantime, the CDC is de-emphasizing regular screening testing for COVID-19 in schools as a way to monitor the spread of the virus. And they say it would be more useful to base testing on COVID-19 community levels where settings are higher risks. So prisons, nursing homes, those kinds of places, and to push the emphasis there. They're evaluating the guidance and changing what they're recommending. They're removing a recommendation that students exposed to COVID-19 take regular tests to stay in the classroom. The strategy, they're calling it test to stay, was recommended back in December during that, remember, the Omicron wave, to keep unvaccinated kids who were exposed but didn't have symptoms in the classroom instead of quarantining at home. So they're not going to recommend the 6 feet. They're not going to recommend any of that kind of stuff as of now anyway. But that, of course, as we know, is subject to change. There are people, like more than 200 million people, about 60% of the total population, live in a county with a high COVID-19 community level. So they warn about the risk at the same time of the strain on the healthcare system, and they are recommending universal indoor masking. But cities, states, and school districts can review what the CDC's recommendations are. But, of course, it's not legally binding, and they ultimately can follow whatever strategy they want to follow. And schools, some schools are just saying masks are optional for students this year. It depends on the district, depends on the county. So that, I think that's nothing new. It's tossing it back to the individual schools and the school boards and what's happening wherever you live. And is the level high, and what does that mean? And are people experiencing mild symptoms and then 5 days later they're okay? Are people testing more for COVID? Because, of course, you can get the free tests from the government or whatever. You can order them. You have them stocked up. I think that's kind of a smart thing, right? When you don't feel well and you're not sure what it is, to test if you have some of those symptoms. But other than that, it's all fair game at this point. Speaking of fair game and not fair game, six-time major champion Phil Mickelson and 10 other golfers on the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Invitational Series filed an antitrust lawsuit on Wednesday to challenge the suspensions that they've faced by the PGA Tour. You might not care about golf, but you probably have heard of this story. Some people are infuriated with the golfers for being on this tour because of Saudi Arabia's ties to the 9/11 hijackers and some other incredibly foul things that have happened in Saudi Arabia. And others are saying, live and let live, like the tour says. This will be a battle to watch as Saudi Arabia tries to get more involved in other areas of our lives and how people will accept them, and then see what happens in this lawsuit because of the PGA bouncing them, essentially. All right, we're bouncing out of here for a conversation with Jill Smart next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Her book is called Make Good Choices. It's a children's book, but I think some adults could use this book too. And it's very cleverly written. It has a great message, and I absolutely love the front cover of this. Jill, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to describe the front cover. There's a boy on the front cover. His eyes are looking up, and he's got his finger to his face, and you got a devil on one side and an angel on the other side of his shoulder. So clever. How'd you come up with that?
I just was thinking, you know, that choices are good or bad, and it's, we're always battling that good versus evil type decision. So that's what I thought of when I came up with that.
Yeah. And, you know, you certainly have worked with kids. You've taught, you've raise some children of your own. How important is it, do you think, to make good choices?
I think it's extremely important because you will unfold by the choices that you make. So easier if you make good choices because the consequences are better.
Yeah. What made you decide to write the book?
It's just something that I always wanted to do. So when I decided to retire from teaching, I just knocked it out and got it done because I always wanted to write an illustrated children's book, so I just did it.
I love it. You know, there's that's a hashtag, just do it. So you just
exactly.
Did it, right?
I used to say that to students all the time when they wouldn't do their work. I'm like, just be my Nike today. Just do it. Well, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Yep, just be the Nike. So tell us about the story.
Well, it's that is just based on things that I learned from my father, mostly little things he would say to me. And so I incorporated some of that into the book. And it just, I think it's important for kids, you know, even starting when they're young, to decide to make good decisions, because they're going to have consequences either way as well. And it starts young and goes on through your life.
Yeah. Give us a specific example in the book that you talk about.
Well, one thing that I used to say all the time to my students was to make good choices. And I would remind them of that, especially on Fridays when I knew I wasn't going to see them for a couple of days, and give them examples of what they could do to make good choices, and always challenge them to do random acts of kindness and things like that.
Ooh, random acts of kindness. That's a good one, too. When you wrote this book, was it satisfying to finally see it? Boom, it's produced, it's out there?
It really was. And, you know, and now I'm in the process of having like a reboot of it where it'll be out in paperback as well soon. So that would cut the price on it some, too. So I'm excited about that as well.
What do you hope kids and parents and anyone else who reads your books, what do you hope they take away from this book?
I just hope that they take away that it's, you know, a creative way for them to start reading to their children at a young age, so that they would start to make good choices. And maybe the things that are said in there, like some of the quotes from my dad and all of that, would stick with them as like they did with me.
I like it. Are you working on another, or a follow-up?
I am, and it's called Choices Have Consequences.
Ooh, so give us a little sneak peek of that. What will you talk about in that one?
I will just talk about different decisions that kids can make, like something as simple as coloring on the walls and what the consequence would be. So maybe they think about those things before those things happen, and they don't suffer the consequences of those things.
Right, they think about not doing that, that's for sure. Did you ever think that you would... You know, we said this in the beginning, that here you did, you thought about doing it, you put it together, but did you ever think that, I mean, you're now a bona fide author, did you think you would really do that?
I never really thought that I would ever do that. And it's very satisfying to do that.
Yeah, there's another book. I did that. So, wonderful. Make Good Choices, by the way, you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, for sure. Is there any other place where people can get a hold of you?
I know that, you know, they can get it directly from Dorrance Publishing right now. And right now I'm working with another company to do the paperback version.
Great.
And so that would be through, should I say what that is?
Sure.
Through Reader's Magnet. And I, you know, it's right now in production stage, so that should be out soon.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to that. Jill Smart, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Time for a little yin and yang when it comes to finance. How about the S&P 500, the Dow, NASDAQ closing higher, but earnings and job reports are coming up, and that doesn't usually bode well. However, I'm not going to put a damper on the good news. The S&P rose 1.6%. That's almost a two-month high. The NASDAQ gained 2.6%. So they were recouping losses from earlier in the week. Tech companies, retailers, communication companies, they were huge winners. The stocks that were tough were in the energy sector. They were pulled down by, of course, lower oil prices. And let's see what happens when these reports come out and whether or not that's going to tick downward. It might. Some weak data on the economy heightened the speculation that the peak for inflation and for the Federal Reserve's huge aggressive rate hikes may be approaching or already passed. So that could be good. The risk of a recession, we hope, we're trying to avoid the R, or are we in a recession? Some people feel like we already are when you look at prices and you look at what inflation's done. So what ultimately happens is it's the mood and where the wind blows. Negative news tanks the market. I mean, how many times can we say it? It tanks it, and that's it. When the earnings reports are better, things bounce up, and when they're dismal, they bounce in the opposite direction. And you could say, well, do I care what's happening in the market? You do if you have a 401k. And there are lots of people that still have those traditional 401ks. So money is being matched, money that may help you when you retire, hopefully. And, you know, what's interesting is, remember how much conversation there was about Robinhood and Robinhood Markets? Their stock trading app helped a whole bunch of people who knew nothing about investing. All of a sudden, they were in investing. It rose 11%, just over 11%, following their announcement that they're cutting a quarter of their workforce. So this is this trend that we're seeing because there are fewer users. So because fewer users and a turbulent stock market, customers are off the trading app. And that means all of the people that they hired when they were sky high, they've had to reduce it. So that's about 780 jobs, which would add up to that amount of the work force. And there's still so much conversation about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Bitcoin has fallen to about 23,000 from its record of 69,000, with those prices really crashing across the crypto ecosystem, if you will. It's this fascinating thing to watch, and we've had people on to talk about cryptocurrency in the past, and we'll do it again. Some still say cryptocurrency is far from dead and that this is the wave of the future, even though there are many people that don't think it will ever, ever be backed enough, and that there are some things that prevent that, including space, including energy, and what it takes to produce Bitcoin. But I think it's one of the more fascinating things to keep an eye on. And we had, gosh, and I want to say it was like 5 years ago, we had Steve Forbes on, and he talked about that he loved blockchain, and he thought it was great. That was an incredible use of what you could do with the supply chain, but he had no use for cryptocurrency, said it was never going to be backed enough, and that it really, really wouldn't go anywhere. In the beginning, there were certainly people that made a lot of money off of cryptocurrency, but like everything else, when you catch the wave late, it's riskier, and a lot of people have seen day after day that money that just goes up and down, and then there's other people who can't even figure it out, and what does it all mean? We'll talk about it in future conversations on this show. Hang with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Senate Tuesday night passed the PACT Act, aiming at helping veterans who have been exposed to toxic burn pits. The bill passed in an 86-11 vote, overcoming Republican claims it contains loopholes that would allow indiscriminate spending. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer spoke to reporters after the bill passed.
Finally, at long last, America lived up to its ideals by saying to our veterans who have been exposed to toxic chemicals from burn pits, We have your back.
InfoWars founder and conspiracy theorist Alec Jones is testifying to defend himself against claims that he must pay the parents of elementary school children killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting. Jones spoke out on the shooting, claiming that the massacre was a hoax. During his testimony, he allegedly lied under oath regarding his finances. Judge Maya Guerra Gamble, who's presiding over this case, said this isn't his show and that he needs to tell the truth while he testifies. This is USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Republican Indiana Representative Jackie Walorski died Wednesday at the age of 58. Walorski, who represented Indiana's 2nd Congressional District, was killed in a car crash Wednesday afternoon in Elkhart County, Indiana. According to officials, all three occupants in the southbound vehicle died as a result of their injuries. Indiana Senator Todd Young was shaken by the sudden death of the 58-year-old member of Congress.
We're so saddened by her loss. I'm trying to process this right now. Just talked to her a couple of days ago on the phone. It's hard to believe she's no longer with us.
Equifax provided inaccurate credit scores on millions of U.S. consumers seeking loans during a three-week period earlier this year, according to bank executives and others familiar with the errors. They sent the erroneous scores on people who applied for auto loans, mortgages, and credit cards to banks and non-bank lenders, both big and small. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stress is a killer, and we know many stories of what happens to people when they go through that everyday stress and they don't release it, and they deal with all kinds of things, and we all deal with all kinds of things in our life. And the name of this book is The Great Little Book of Stress Release. R. Duncan Wallace, Dr. Duncan, joins us, and this is his book, Who Can't Use Stress Release? Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
So you've been a doctor for 54 years, and you've seen all kinds of different patients, and you've looked at things, and you know things that what's going on with people unconsciously, consciously, whatever. What is the thing that people miss the most? What are the psychological truths that many of us just don't realize?
Well, probably the most common error that people make, and they don't recognize the truth in it, is creating the mental pressure, which is the number one cause of all of our everyday personal stress. They're pretty much synonymous terms. And what I discovered back in 1981-82, after really researching a lot and making a lot of prior discoveries, that people create their own mental pressure by the way they think about their future tasks. The things that are on their plate for the day, or the things they're thinking about for early next week or for the next 20 minutes. And they get, and they say to themselves such things as, I must get this done. I have to get it done. I can't let an interruption happen. I've got to do this. And you notice all those statements are what I call absolute statements. No room for other possibilities. And strangely, our minds are actually the human mind. We've lived so long and evolved for so many eons that we recognize a truth of something when we see it. And so when I ask people, well, wait a minute, how did you cause those things that you did yesterday? Tell me about it. They say, well, I did this, then I did that, and then went to the store, did that, and then I did that, and went home, cooked dinner after work, and saw the kids, and then we went to a movie, and I said, okay, so you just did these things. They're matter of fact. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. I say, do you feel any pressure? Tell me about it. No, no pressure. I said, okay, tell me about how you handle things you're going to do today. Well, geez, I've got so many things on my plate. I've got to do this, and I must do that, and I have to do this. I said, wait a minute. It sounds like you're calling the stress kitty. Got it. And I tease him about that, and I say, you're using crucial absolute statements about the future as if you could get certainty, meaning the result you say you have to have ahead of time. You can't do that. Certainly, you cannot get ahead of time. The future is always uncertain to some degree or another. You can approximate it in terms of possibilities, but you cannot get certainty ahead of time. A brilliant surgeon friend of mine from Harvard talked about this. He said, oh, I see. People they start trying to force the future, which is an interesting way of put it. So what I found is that people use crucial absolute statements, and we've all been taught that. I heard 90% of, probably 97-98% of all people seem to use crucial absolute statements. They must, I have to, I've got to. And by the end of the day, they get very pressured, headaches. They may blow up during the day or say, oh, I'm all stressed out. They get more tired at night and so forth. And I figured out in 1982 by studying it thoroughly and using a group of people to test it with that I met with weekly for 13 years, a bunch of a think tank of bright, capable people. And we pretty well proved it. And that if you use these crucial absolute statements about the future as you're trying to motivate yourself, you will create mental pressure each time you use it. And you can actually feel that when you close your eyes and see how your mind feels when you use those crucial absolute statements, particularly with emphasis because you're a bit emotional and concerned about it. I got to do this. I must do that. Darn. How am I ever going to get this done? So forth. Well, almost everybody does that. And what I discovered, if you think about it, that is absolutely illogical, using another crucial statement, because it's true. Mm-hmm. It's illogical about the future. In other words, everybody knows that you can't always get what you want, as the Rolling Stones used to sing. You can't necessarily create what you want to create. You can attempt it, and you may or may not get it done. There are about four or five actual ingredients as to how you do something that you accomplish, and that is, number one, you have an eye on the goal. You know what it is. This would be important to do. You don't get mental pressure when you say it's important to do. You get it when you say, I've got to do this. So there's a future thought, and then you have to have the capability, the energy, the know-how, and the time to do it. Plus, something else more important, a priority, cannot interrupt you if you're going to reach that goal. And everybody knows that. So, for instance, I had at a seminar, teaching a dentist's wife, who was a good friend, said, oh, yeah, but look, I've got to get my kids to get their vaccinations. Then I got to take my youngest daughter to dance class. Got to take my son over to his other class. And then I got to get him to school. And then I have to go shopping, get everything ready, start preparing the food. And she was exhausted describing this. I said, wait a minute. What would you do if your 8-year-old son had a bicycle accident, cut his leg pretty badly with a spoke, and had to be rushed to the emergency room? Would you do all those things? Well, of course not. No, I'd go to the emergency room with my son. I said, right, you shifted priority, didn't you? Oh, yes, I did. But, you know, I wouldn't be a good mother if I wouldn't get all these other things done. I said, wait. you could get them done. They are important to do, but you could do them later. The priority is your son right now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see that. And then a good friend of mine who asked me to do the seminar, who was a church leader and an attorney and friend, said, look, I have to do my legal work that people assign to me if I want to be a successful attorney. That's if. But I don't absolutely have to do it. I cannot do it, but there will be consequences. So in terms of my own mind, I do not have to do it. It's an option. Everything future is an option possibility. So now I teach people, well, then if they're violating the truth of logic by creating their mental pressure by using those statements, how do you uncreate it? And I thought, well, as I was figuring this out, what's the real truth? And, you know, it's pretty clumsy to say I'll do it if I have the capability, the time, and the energy, and something doesn't interrupt me, and blah, blah, blah. You don't want to say that 40 times a day to change your mind. So I developed what I call releaser thoughts. And these are instantaneous truth thoughts that absolutely release the pressure when you have created it. A very good one is I'll do the best I can. Another one is I'll do as I can. Another one could be my favorite is nothing is necessary. Certain things are preferable. If I say that to myself quickly, I notice that if I've piled up a little bit of mental pressure, which I don't do anymore, or that's when I made these discoveries in the 80s, the pressure instantly disappears, and you can try it for yourself. I told you about if close your eyes and then give yourself these crucial absolute statements about the future, and you'll notice a lot of pressure in your mind. You'll notice your muscles get tense. Your hand will form a grip, and you definitely feel it muscularly and in your mind. And if you say to yourself instead, wait, nothing's necessary, or I'll do the best I can, or I'll do it if I'm able, you notice your mind suddenly relaxes. There's no pressure. It leaks away fast.
Wow.
I like
wow.
to say that, yeah. So you can instantly release this stuff if you develop your own releaser thought or use one of the ones I suggest in the book.
Yeah,
and my gosh, that's 97% of the world does this to themselves every day of their lives.
Boy, isn't it true? I don't want to run out of time without quickly asking you this. We just have a couple of minutes left, and you've said it all. It's great, and you certainly have this incredible background, and I love that you came up with these releaser statements. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
That they would have a much more tranquil, active mind, that they'll feel a lot less pressure. They'll have energy left over. They won't need to sleep as much, won't be as tired, will not be socially irritable at the end of the day, and they will feel like their mind is on vacation most of the time. And eventually they'll create not thinking crucially and absolutely in the first place. And then they'll be without mental pressure. I haven't had mental pressure other than a rare instance in 38 years.
Wow, that says it all. I mean, Doc, you've done psychiatry. You've practiced psychiatry for 54 years. You've been a medical director of 8 psychiatric hospitals, 11 inpatient programs. You came up with these releaser thoughts. You see what people are struggling with. And I think, frankly, you were following me around this morning. So now I know nothing is necessary. Certain things are preferable. And this is preferable to speak to you. What a wonderful attitude you have. No question about it. The great little book of stress release. You can get it on Amazon, or you can get it at Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Do you have
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We take you to the UK for a conversation with Nigel Howes. He's written, wow, such a fascinating book in pulling his prose together that I think is beyond inspirational. That's not the best word for it. I think there are other words we could use for it. It's called The Vibrating Pond. Nigel, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
The Vibrating Pond, let's start there. What is The Vibrating Pond all about? That really is a saying that I think many people can relate to.
Well, I kind of used it from a poem that I'd written in a 1984 book that came out. It's called The Hammerbird. It's a book of my own poems. It's no longer in print, but I took from that a small poem and I used the phrase The Vibrating Pond from that poem. It was called, titled initially Slow Silences, and it goes, ring singing, soft pond, vibrating vision, fly ecstasy, shimmering sky, green wings, eternal blue. And from that, I realized that the publishers, Regency Press, it was Author House, are based in America. And quite a few of my stories have got connections with America. And I also saw, you know, our great connection, that's with the Atlantic. We call it, you know, over here in Britain, the pond, and I think that's probably a term that is used by Americans as well. So that's a sort of link between both our continents and our national places.
Sure, across the pond. That's the expression.
Yes.
Across the pond. And that's why the vibrating pond really resonated with me. It's just a wonderful imagery that just pops into my head. And I'm sure some of you listening think about that. Take that in for a second. So when someone cracks open the vibrating pond, tell us more about it and your work.
Well, I've got the book here in front of me, the cover, if you can see that. That's the book cover. It's got 40 stories in it. It varies between poetry and prose. The stories are short stories, and there's a lot of different variety of things. There's some early memories, like my first day at school. But I also, as it extends and goes through the book, goes into other areas of my experience. I sort of written through writing on an online course. I still attend a writing class, and that's quite nice because it throws up other ideas and it's a challenge because I do enjoy exploring through, you know, narrative. I mean, the stories themselves, when you vocalise and you're in a group, it's a nice experience to actually hear other people's work and be able to share and give out your own work. And that's the challenge to write things in a sort of weekly basis. But, I mean, the stories talk about all kinds of areas. I've got ecological stories in there about the nature of captivity for elephants. And, you know, our view now actually freeing elephants or seeing things more in their natural state so they are less inhibited or, you know, imprisoned in zoos. I've also got a story in there about ecology and the waste and plastic that's bothering us. It's more of a child's point of view that's written in the book. That's called I Do. I wanted to actually illustrate the book. That's probably my next project because I do illustrative work. There's a lot of titles. It's hard to quite speak about each separate one. I mean, some people have actually said to me, there's one that's been set to music, which is called The River Deep, and which is one based around Sutton Hoo site, which is a sort of international site. The poem I've written is called Flints and Gold, which, you know, the burial site is quite a intriguing mystery site, the tumuli, found one of the ancient kings of Britain. That was sort of found right through the ages in the Second World War.
And so when people pick up, you know, the vibrating pond, I think what is unique, and you said it, is you've got 40 stories in it, you have prose, you wrap in a lot of different things. This is the kind of book where this is the book that you can pick up at different points whenever you want, whenever you feel like sitting in the garden, whenever you feel like kicking back and having a cup of tea or cup of coffee or whatever and pulling something from that. So what do you hope that people take away from looking at your book, reading your book, absorbing your book?
Well, I think it's down to what I think most people would do if they had a go at writing their own fiction. They'd have to overcome a little bit of their own inhibition. They'd have to, you know, happy to share it, but that means they've got to recognize that everybody's own unique style is going to be different. And that's what I'm trying to celebrate here, because I know that my work at first sight probably is a little bit hard to get into. There is a lot of variety and a lot of big choices, I think, in the book. I mean, it's a slim volume in a way, but there's a lot of stories in it. And I think coming back to that image of the vibrating pond, what I was saying to you, Kate, a little bit earlier was about the need, you know, we all sort of see this pond idea now, you know, that is with the web. It is a sort of vehicle we can all sort of tap into, using another word, you know, watery word. I think each of us have this inner sort of insight and awareness, but we don't sometimes explore it. Some people sort of keep this alive right from childhood. They still have the spontaneity, have this sort of strength to, you know, keep their own voice alive or happy to continue to extend their creativity. And that's what this idea of the pond image is about, really. It's actually people having the courage still to explore their own inner life, you know, keeping that confidence to be free to make a little bit of something of their own, you know, voice. And that's hard to encapsulate, understand with the idea of pond, but that's what that is meant to be about, really. Just that little bit of freedom, sort of almost, you know, delve into one's own inner, you know, insight and intuition. And creativity is about that. It's having the courage to just take that a little bit further. That's what I would encourage, really. You know, I don't claim to have great answers or great talent, but I think if you grasp onto it, you can be excited and get a lot of rewards and enjoyment from having your own sort of free interest and your own little sort of, you know, talent to enjoy your own creative life, you know.
Yeah. We're speaking with Nigel Howes. Again, the book is The Vibrating Ponds. One of the things we had a great conversation up there where you actually recited to me slow silences. And I love slow silences for many reasons. And I think it would be of value and it would be wonderful if you could, and it's a short, if you could do that for us, if you could do slow silences. I mean, just even the title pretty much shows you there. And we all have those in our daily, you know, in our days, in our, and also in our lives.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that because I do think that we do need that sort of sense of our own peace and chance to sometimes opt out and have a bit of free time for ourselves. Yes, well, the poem goes, it's titled Slow Silences. Slow silences, rings singing, soft pond, vibrating vision, fly ecstasy, shimmering sky, green wings, eternal blue. Very short.
Eternal blue. Oof, there's so much you could do with that eternal blue. For you, you know, you mentioned you're in a writing group and the encouragement and the things that you've done to pull this together. How rewarding was it for you to pull it together and put it out there in the world?
I think it's been very rewarding because the second edition that's out now on Amazon, it's still ongoing, really. I've got, you know, yourself that's come up and it's an opportunity to share and, you know, be a little bit more available in a wider sense. There's an international market, what's the name of it, coming up in October. That's been on shutdown for the last few years with COVID. You know, I've written as well by Regency Press some articles. You know, it is sort of opening up and just having a little bit more exploration and revealing and actually exploring. And, you know, I've welcomed that. That's been very helpful to me because I've had a little bit more chance to, you know, get out and meet more people and actually be more connected. So
sure.
It has been a good experience overall, Kate, to be honest. Yeah. It's been very helpful.
And it brings that full circle to the Vibrating Ponds. Exactly. Nigel Howes, you can get it on Amazon, as he said. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Kate.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.